Good morning, everyone. It's Terrific Transformational Tuesday. It's January 21st. The year is 2025. Welcome to Oh My Angels. I'm your host, Peggy, here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to your angels. I'd love to have you all join me in the chat room today. To get there, you just go to 12radio.com. And look on the upper left-hand corner, you'll see the word chat. Just click on there and you'll get invited in because it is a private chat room. Besides hosting this show, also for those of you who are new to it, I am an advisor over at 12Listen where you can find me every day. I also have my own website called Oh My Angels, spelled O-H, then myangels.com if you want to learn more about me. My angel scopes are up both on the 12Listen front page and also on my website. So you can go there, pardon me, and check out your scopes for the month of January. I've also added a tab for the on-demand also to my website in case you want to go there. But if you don't want to go to my website, you can go to the 12radio.com page and look for the on-demand and then find my name and then you can find whatever show it is that, pardon me, that you want to listen to. At the second half of the show, I will be taking callers and or questions in the chat room, and I'll get you some answers from your angels. And the number that you can call in and is listed in the Facebook chat room, so you can look at that there. And I'll also remind you of the number before we go to break. I am so super excited to announce I'm having my very first guest on this new version of Oh My Angels. She is an amazing intuitive spiritual advisor on 12Listen. She also has her own radio show. And also, she's getting ready to go back to teaching in 12 Academy. So without further ado, please welcome the amazing Kat. Hey, Kat, are you there?
Hello, can you hear me okay?
It seems like you're kind of far away. Maybe it's just me.
Is that any better?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Yeah, this line is a little bit weird. We are having a little bit of a storm, so I think that I hope that's better. So it feels better
to me. Oh, that's real good. Okay, what kind of weather are you getting?
Getting a little cold storm here. I don't know what it's going to be, but everybody's like, oh, good luck with the storm. So there must be some news about it. I'm totally oblivious to.
Well, I think you're going to get probably the winds and stuff that are coming down. It's going through Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah.
And yeah. Northern Florida. They're all under a snow advisory.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy here. And I was bundled up in a hat and scarf. I had a scarf since like 1988. I saved it. And everybody laughs when I say I save all my stuff, but in case I ever need it. And they were laughing at me saying, you don't need a scarf or hat. I have some hats, you know. I save my hat, my scarf, and I wear gardening gloves because I don't have a real pair of gloves. But it's so in it. Peg, I'm telling you, for the first time since then, I needed my scarf. And I said, see, it's good to save these things.
Yeah. You were just planning ahead because you knew.
Totally. Totally.
So, again, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. We're going to talk a little bit about your show. And then, but what I'd like to start with, if you don't mind, is there's some people that I think listen to my show for the first time that maybe they're new to 12Radio and they maybe have not had the opportunity to get to know you. So if you would, kind of give us a little bit of background of what got you to where you're at today.
Sure.
How did you get started in this field and all the fun stuff?
I actually started when I was a child, and I think that make a long story short, I was sitting in a church and I was listening to a priest, and that triggered me in thinking that he wasn't really backing up what he said. So I thought to myself at 6 years old, I was sitting there reading Corinthians in the Bible about the gifts of the Spirit. And I was sitting there thinking, okay, because I was very fascinated with you know, anything holy or anything spiritual, but I always believed that I could hear someone speaking to me and stuff like that. I had imaginary friends. I had all this. So I was thinking to myself, what are you saying? He's not doing, he's judging someone. Like, I knew the judgment thing was weird, you know. Uh-huh. Long story short, he he wasn't aligned, I felt like. And I was very bright at that time because I started to listen to other things outside of humans. Anyway, right. And then years later, I realized in third grade that my house was on fire, and it was true. And I had to get sick on the teacher's desk to go to the bath. I wanted to call home, and I was like, I made a big scene there. And then years later, I had a teacher who was an amazing teacher, my very best friend of 53 years now. Her mother was my first teacher. And then I had very, very interesting one-on-one teachers who would just show up in my life out of nowhere. When I was 17 years old, I started to do readings professionally, working as a waitress in a diner. And they would say, you know, we'll give you a few extra bucks if you want to read those crazy cards and all this. And then over time, I worked in bookstore. I was an entertainment psychic for a crazy rock and roll radio station. So I met a lot of wonderful famous people and musicians and
how cool
things like that. Yeah, I did some crazy things. And then I for one, you know, at a certain interval, I read for the male population only for a few years, and that was very interesting. And then back to a bookstore for many years. And anyway, I think I had said this to you last night, but the bottom line is, through the years, I've been through every realm, I think, of people wouldn't really believe that here I am today after now this is my 17th year with One Two Listen. And honestly, when I met Mark Husson, it was like an instant something. There was a click, a draw, and some past life things really came up into my psyche, knowing that I didn't believe I could read on the phone. I thought this was crazy. I was like, I don't know if I could do this on the phone. I do it in person all the time. You know, I was very doubtful. I'm a Virgo rising, so I'm very, I don't know what I blame in my personality, but I definitely have to have proof before I really believe in something. And if it doesn't happen from a spiritual context within me, if it's not a connection between me and my higher power, like what, if I know when God is speaking to me and I know what feels right, and people, you know, have probably some doubt about that until it actually appears in reality. But right. You know, for myself, I was like, oh, let me give this a whirl. And I was in college at the time, 42 years old, and, you know, getting ready to graduate from the English department. And I was, you know, I was always back in college trying to do something different, Peggy, because I didn't want to do this forever. I didn't want to do it at all. I kept running away from it, kept drawing me back. And the moment I met Mark, it really changed my life. I think I was up and running within a day. I did some really long readings that day. I'm very grateful for it. It was enough proof for me that I could do it over the phone. And I ran with it. Never taught a class after graduation. I was already working on the line for some months. It just was a natural flow. And I realized from a distance behind a phone, and you know, you notice I don't do video. I have connections with people now for many, many years that we don't even speak on the phone, just chat only, you know, and and the connections are so, you know, they're so beautiful and so magical. The bottom line is you learn over time that protection of perhaps you need your intuition, you tap in at a deeper level, you definitely connect. Right. You know, with more truth. And I think people feel safe and comfortable. And I don't have any intentions on, I don't know. I don't want to say I don't have any intentions on, I'm happy here. I have a passion for it in different ways every year. You're catching me in January, so I have a lot of enthusiasm. But I'm teasing. I always have enthusiasm. But I definitely, I'm the difference of this year against all others is that I am beyond excited because my channeling and writing kicked in again.
Oh, and awesome.
So I hadn't had it for a few years. I was very more communicative verbally and mentally This time I put it to paper. I'm so excited to teach. I can't wait to come back to 1-2 Academy. It's really going to be my focus to bring layers and levels of things that never even came through me after studying all my life. But I'm really excited to share. And I actually have calluses because I handwrite everything. It's just that way. I have two bags. You know the bags of 500-page paper?
Oh, yeah.
I have like two bags full.
Those are called a ream. In a previous lifetime, I was in the office supply business.
Okay. It's like loose leaf paper or something, right. Whatever. Yeah. I have like 1,000 sheets written out. I have calluses on my right hand. I honor that because, you know, I'm laughing because I have written so much information that just came out of nowhere. So now I'm ready to share. I'm definitely in a different place in my life. I am surrounded by beautiful nature. I so appreciate connecting with you because I don't know much. You know, you are naturally, it's obvious you're an empath. You are one person that always connects with me behind the scenes and pays attention to what's taking place in my life. In my area, my surroundings, like I am very, I admire this. I appreciate this. I respect this about you. I could tell you're an empath immediately the first time we chatted. I am really, when you reached out to me about something, there was something going on in the peripheral, and to show that you really cared about my safety, and that means the world to me, by the way. I felt very protected, you know, and safe. And it's good to have angels in your corner, but I respect that about you. I said, oh, now we're dealing. And I knew you were authentic when you paid attention outside of your circle, you know, and you were sick at the time. It really struck me, and I really appreciate that.
Well, I'll tell you a story I've never shared with you before. I think one of the first times I reached out to you, there was a hurricane, and you and I had not had much communication other than, hey, how are you, as far as 1-2, like at one of the group meetings or something like that, right? Mm-hmm. But I'd never really had a one-on-one talk with you or chat with you, and I heard Check on Kat. So that I just followed the direction. I thought, okay, she's either going to think I'm a stalker or I'm a weirdo, but I don't care. I'm being told to check. And so that's what I did. So
I actually love that you did, and I'll never forget it. And I'm Mark Husson, if he's listening, he's probably laughing in the background. He knows that certain things really touch me that way. And, a lot of people, because I almost, you know, I stay in a psychic space. I work a lot. Everybody knows I'm an absolute workaholic. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it does mean the world to me when somebody steps out. And we didn't know each other. And you've never stopped since. So
no.
I'm the kind of person that is so, you know, I'm one-on-one all day long, and I have to really remember. I have to write notes for myself, or mental notes now. I'm very much paying more attention at this point in time, but I have to really remember to pay attention to what's going on around me. So,
well, I think for me, when I tuned into you, the way they showed it to me at the time is because you do go so deep with your clients, and you are so busy all the time that it's like sometimes you need to be brought back into this realm,
reality. You're so right. No, I took it. I actually took it that way in a very gentle, sweet way when you did that. But I was like, wow, people. I mean, because thank God I have my husband, because I am oblivious sometimes, and I sit in his office and I look at, you know, play with the birds or whatever in the window and the frogs, sell, you know, whatever. But the bottom line is, I definitely need to be brought back. And it's funny because I think it's safer in some ways in the other realm. You know?
I get you. Yeah. I totally get it.
I think especially with everything going on. So it's nice. I appreciate you a lot. And I could tell you're authentic that way, in every way. But a lot of people, you know, in this, we meet a lot of people after being in the industry for 40 years and really meeting different people all over the world. You seem to know who you gravitate towards or who really has that touch, that's maybe in an authentic way, because we all as humans have the gift, but there's an authenticity that comes from people that doesn't exist, of course, in everyone. Everyone wasn't born for that, but right. I appreciate you. I really do as a person. Aww.
Thank you. Well, I want to hear about your new class. It's called Awaken the Divine Within You, an Extraordinary Journey Beyond the Tarot. So what exactly is it, and when does it start, and all the good juicy details?
Ironically, when I set the date, I was like, I didn't remember at the time, because this is what happens. It just called to me from my calendar, my psychic calendar, I say. And it was February the 4th. We begin when Jupiter goes direct in Gemini. So it's very timely. And it is at 6 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be every Tuesday night until we get tired and mutually agree on taking a little rest. I'm going to run it through the year. That's my plan today. And it's going to be, because when we, it's about coming, utilizing the tarot, learning about the tarot, really getting to the bottom line or to the depth of each and every card, I want to say, to what that purpose is. But their mission, and you and I have discussed this as well, the mission of each of the cards and what I want to do in this class is really take it and kind of come away from it and use it maybe as a trigger, just like we use astrology. Well, I'm an intuitive astrologer, so I use astrology as a trigger also. Whatever, but I haven't, the cards, instead of limiting ourselves to the interpretation of each card, we use it as a trigger to bring more interpretation to our space, whether it be through the connection of your higher power, whatever you believe in, your angels, your guides, your channeling abilities, your clairs, all of your clairs, whatever it is. And so we take each and every, but the key about this is there's a little bit of also some original, I want to debunk a few things that are being said in the world about tarot, because I know a lot of people have a specific thought process about it that isn't really true. There's no backup of truth in it. Right. Each and every card is mentioned in the Holy Bible, getting back to my holy time. But each and every card is written and interpreted in there through scripture also. And nobody really realizes it. And they all say, oh, you know, we have some naysayers out in the world who, I don't want to say any names, but I'm going to kind of try to, you know, I want to take that and run with it and debunk those things and those thoughts about the negativity or the darkness of it and all that, because it's so... it really can be such a critical guide. And yet we don't want to limit ourselves at just being guided through this thing that we could touch.
Right.
We want to go. And so using it as a trigger to bring people to a higher place within themselves and to access as many messages from the universe as they possibly can to guide them and others.
The way I interpret what you just said, this is basically going to be a framework, and the cards will now, instead of being the end all, will be the starting point.
That's exactly right. Taking it from the top. That's right. That's great. See how you bring me back to reality?
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that, you know, I've dealt with my angel since I was little, but I can remember being a teenager and thinking, you know, the tarot or the tarot, however they say it, everyone says it different.
Everyone says it different.
Yeah. But, oh, that's evil, you know, and the tower and this and the other, you know, all this negativity around it. So I kind of stayed away from them, the tarot deck for sure. But then I got into, you know, the angel decks and all that. And then I was trying to soften it. And I was just told by Archangel Michael, you know, I was on my way to my first public reading. I was all excited. I was jamming out with this one spiritual song of I Have a Higher Power. And I hear Archangel Michael say, you can't use the cards today. And I just about totally freaked out. I said, what do you mean I can't use the cards? Because that became my safety net.
Right, exactly. We're taking your crutches. That's right.
Right. And he said, that, you know, that's because you already know. You know, you'll be guided. You know, the information will be given to you. You don't need that card to tell you what you're going to already know. That, and so, right. You know, maybe my attitude, so I said, fine, if something goes wrong, I'm blaming you.
Yeah, you know, right. You always have an excuse, but I'm teasing you. You, nothing goes wrong because it becomes more divine and it right. becomes more of maybe an open, it deepens those things like your faith, your hope, your trust, your belief. Yeah. And it becomes less rigid and more, and somebody will say it, those are the messages that people say, why are you saying that? I don't know why I'm saying that,
right.
You know, because I'm insane. Number one, number two, I just know what, you know, we know what we know. And that sounds so, I have humility about my gifts. I'm a paranoid person. Like I'm worried they're going to get taken away, but I definitely want to say, even for you with Archangel Michael and things like that, you know, your messages ring with truth. And what happens is when we don't bring doubt, when we don't bring negativity, and this is another part of the class, we have to have a belief system of trust some way. And when we do that, and I believe that we could change the cards too. I could tell by my thoughts. I mean, that's the whole thing. We can't change the clairs, really. We can't change what we see, what we hear, what we know, what we feel.
Right.
You can't argue that. And so when somebody says, oh, how do you know? Well, I don't know how I know. I can't even remember 30 seconds later if I heard it or saw it. I really can't.
Right.
It just happens. And sometimes I know, I don't know if you notice this, but when your words and your brain, like you don't even know what you're saying consciously.
Yes.
Like you're speaking, but you don't know what I have a lot of that going on right now, but it seems to be an organic knowing, you know, and you have that.
Yeah. I think too, like you said, I think when I started doing the public readings, you know, I just told Archangel Michael, I said, you know, I want you to lead the people to me that I can speak in a way that they're going to get it. You know, there's some people, like if you say, I hear for you, blah, 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 that doesn't resonate with them. But if I say, well, I'm seeing, that resonates. So I just say, if this is what you want me to do, then you need to show me, as you're giving me the information, how I'm supposed to tell it to them, to where they're going to resonate. They're going to hear or see or know or whatever, you know, how I'm delivering it. Because I don't have time for it otherwise. I got to make my own little demands.
Like, what do you mean you hear? What and somebody will say, where are you hearing it from? Right? And it's hard. It's challenging to explain the whys, the where, the how, the what. It just exists in some ways. And then you trust it. But I think that's part of people's fears of, and the class going back to that again, part of our fears and our doubts are what discourages the true the connection with your highest power, your divine, whatever it is, God, the universe, source, creator, whatever. I think that, and I believe that we are universal, and I believe that I could get a message from my rooftop, or I could get a message from the cards, or I could get, you know, we have
absolutely.
I have access to the color green right now. It's so enriching. Like, where do we go with that? We do these things, you know, we can make it, it just creates flow. That's what it does.
And it's real interesting because, you know, a lot of people, when you tie your gifts back to God and the universe, a lot of people say, well, this is the devil's work. And I, you know, my response to them is, I talk with the angels. How could this be the devil's work? You know,
my response is, you must be guilty about something.
That's a good one. I'll have to use that one. But I also think, for me, when I started sharing the gifts, I always associated God with the golden color. Mm-hmm. And that's how I would know when I would have, you know, what I would call my God dreams versus, you know, just a dream. You know, that way I knew it was a premonition or my God dream. I told him, I said, if this is what I'm supposed to do, then guide me, show me, and show me something in gold. It has to be shiny gold in the dream, and then I know it's a God dream. And so they made that's how it comes through to me, if it's coming in my dreams. But again, it's a connection, my faith I had a palm reader once tell me, after looking at my palm, he goes, you couldn't be an atheist if you tried.
I'm a peg with the gold because I believe that gold is my color when I'm knowing God visits.
Yeah.
And it happens in the middle of the night, and it only happened on some miraculous occasions when I really needed that. But I know the gold and the light is my signal that it is coming from and only of God. And those are the moments I think that we share along the way, you know, where I think it only comes to me when it's life saving or critical moment, or I need something to happen. That's, you know, and also when I'm trusting, it happens when we trust. And when you all trust your messages, your listeners, I just want to say, when you trust your messages, because we're bred with doubt. We're born into the world having fear. We're born with all these experiences that bring us PTSD and all these other things. That's all so human. So how do we trust something that we can't touch? And those, you know, that's where we have to get. I'm hoping this class brings people into that by showing them, look, this came before man, not, you know, this comes from a spiritual place. This comes from a holier place. This is why we have this, you know. I'm hoping for that this time. I really want to go deeper.
It feels good. I mean, when I'm getting, listening to you talk, I'm getting what I call the God bumps, you know. So it feels, it feels very good. I'm really excited for you. And, you know, just ask them, prove to me there's a wind then. You feel the wind, you know it. You can't see it.
Right, right.
But it's still there.
So right? True. You know, you also have some writing and teaching to do ahead. And I feel this, and I feel like you're going to write something big.
Aww,
I don't know if you're working on that yet, but I say this year, later year, third quarter of the year, you're going to be writing, and you share and tell me about it.
Oh, you know I will. You know I will. They've been, for the past couple of years, they've been whispering in my ear, and I keep treating them like
you're supposed to write.
So we'll see what happens. Yeah. And I've been told I'm supposed to be a teacher, too. But again, I think the shows that I've done and talking about some of the things that have happened with me, I think that's my way of teaching. So,
yeah, it's great. Yes, but I still see I'm going to stick to my words on this one. And
I trust you.
All right.
I'm open to receive, and I'm open.
You're like, oh God, now I got to write this. No, I'm teasing. I know that feeling. Believe me, I felt like that for years, but on and off. But you will this year by September. I'm going to predict that. I'm being bold. That's it. I'm leaving you with that.
Alrighty. Well, I can't thank you enough for being on my show today. You have to, you come back and let me know how the class is going.
I definitely will. And we'll bring you over to my side of town, too. How's that?
Sounds good to me.
Well, again, and I appreciate you, Peggy.
Well, I appreciate you as well. I think I really look up to you, and I love the way that you handle yourself and the world. So thank you so much.
And you, too. I respect you very, very much. Have a wonderful rest of your show, okay? And thank you, Serena.
Okay, you guys, thanks again for Kat showing up. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll jump in the chat room, and we'll find whatever, questions are in there and try to get you some answers. So just sit tight. We'll be back in 5. Welcome back, everyone. This is Peggy with Oh My Angels here on 12radio.com. Thank you so much for listening to the first half of the show with my wonderful guest, Kat. In case you haven't looked in the chat room, she has posted a link to get you over to her class. I hope you guys will take this wonderful opportunity to train with one of the best. So take advantage of it. Alrighty. Hopefully, I'm going to jump over here into the Facebook page. Don't forget, you either call in, which the number is the 857-232-0155, and then enter the code 870-303, or post a question in the Facebook page, and we will get you some answers to your questions. Okay, let's see here. I'm going to refresh here. I'm freezing here, you guys. I keep this, my healing room kind of closed off. And so it's a little chillier in here. So I have a little Afghan I wrap up in, and Yogi curls up in the bottom of the blanket next to my feet. So he's in charge of keeping my feet warm, even though I have socks on. It's still cold. Let's see here. Technology, you gotta love it. That's where'd it go? Here we go. And for those of you, if you want to see where we're at in the Facebook page, the thing I always forget that you have to go into and find the posting, and it'll say view comments. If you'll go in there and, oh shoot, and hit the right button, which I just didn't do, you want to see all comments instead of just some. Let's see here, where'd it go? And of course, it's not letting me get back over there. Give me, here we go, all comments. That's what I'm going to see. There we go. Okay, so at the top of the page, that's where Kat posted her link over for, she's going to be doing the show or the class on 1-2 Academy. And that gives all the information on it. Okay, we have Pamela in the house. She says, happy Transformational Tuesday, Peggy. You're listening in on this frigid day. Yes, I got up this morning. I posted, when I first posted it, my car showed -4. And then I get to work, and I'm sitting there waiting to go into the building, and they updated the weather forecast, and it went to, like, -7, I think, with the wind chill or the feel-like temperature, that's what they call it now, of negative 11. So, let's see, currently we are at a balmy 2 degrees, but a feel-like temperature of, let's see if it's showing, let's see here. No, they're not giving it, oh, it feels like 1, even though it's 2. No, I'm sorry, it feels like 4 degrees. So, says it feels warmer than the actual temperature, which is, to me, it's like when I was in Arizona. You know, hot's hot. Once it gets over 100 degrees, they should just, the weather forecasters there should all just say, it's hot today, period. And to me, you know, in Kansas City, when it gets below 32 degrees, it's cold. Just, you know, we don't need to, all the other stuff because it makes you colder or hotter, depending on where you were. So, but... yes, I don't know where you're at, Pamela, but yes, it's a frigid day today. I think it's a hot chocolate day. I think businesses should offer free hot chocolate on cold days like this because I'm not a coffee drinker. Can you imagine me on coffee as hyper as I am? Yeah, it's not too pretty. Pam also says, hello, Kat, too. Excited to hear the both of you. Thank you so much for showing up. It was so exciting to have her on the show with me. Eva says, good morning, ladies. Well, good morning to you, and thank you for showing up. We certainly appreciate it. It's been a fun morning. Tara's here, and she says, she says good morning, and she's showing her steaming coffee. You know, the only way I like coffee is if it's got some Bailey's in it or some caramel. It has to have one of the two. And then I like, with the Bailey's, I like just a splash of coffee. So... but I don't have that too often. I think it's probably been 4 years since I've had that. Matei, is that how you say your name? Perez, I hope I said that right. She says, morning all. We're so glad that you're here and appreciate you. Maureen is here. She says, hello, Peggy Reister and Kathleen Nicholson and 1-2 Friends. The energy of January has been the pits, for this 10662 Libra. Shingles, phone stolen, and thank God found and returned. Family drama and exhausted. Would love a reading, please, as I feel stuck and disheartened. Well, the shingles, let me tell you, anybody over, I don't know what age they say, but as soon as you're old enough to get a shingle shot, go get that sucker. I got shingles once, and it was plenty. I had no idea what was going on. I got mine just on the side of the face. It wasn't as bad as some people do. But, oh, my God, that's worse than childbirth. And to tell you the truth, it was more painful than my double mastectomy. I mean, it really sucks. So you get a chance to get the shot, get it. So, Maureen, my heart goes out to you with the shingles. That alone, that's all you had to say was the shingles. And you got healing energy coming from me, girl. And then your phone stolen and thank God found and returned. Family drama and exhausted. Okay, let's just take a minute here. But the first thing that I'm hearing for you is the fact that the family drama and being exhausted, I mean, you allow others to take advantage because you're a giver, you're a nurturer, you want to take care of everybody. And to me, what I'm hearing is that the universe is saying you need to step back and not involve yourself in some of the drama. You know, it's like they want you to put yourself first instead of everybody else. And I know that's extremely hard for you to do, but they're saying you're at the place in your life that you need to take care of you. Some of this other stuff, you just need to, you know, be the observer in it. You know, if you feel like you have to, you know, try to support one or the other, try to be, you know, what is it, Switzerland or whoever's the, you know, the neutral country, and just be. Just observe and just tell yourself, isn't this interesting? But a lot of this stuff you can't fix. This is some of these people, what I'm hearing, the family drama stuff, some people need to grow up, you know? And in fact, the angels are showing me that the saying that I always say when people do stuff that you just want to go, really? And that's just, you want to ask them when they're going to have their surgery. And then they'll in turn ask you what surgery, and that's the one to remove your head out of your rear, you know. So that's what they're saying. You need to take a step back and let some of this stuff just flow past you and just take care of you. And again, I feel like the shingles and stuff, it feels like you've put too much stress on yourself. It's like you're trying to be everything to everybody, and you can't do that, and you don't need to do that, and you shouldn't do that. So, you know, the universe tried to get your attention, you know, with the phone and the other. And I think all of it added up together to really get your attention to say, hello, are you not paying attention? So I send you love and light and big old hugs. But I feel it's going to get better for you. You know, just let go of this other stuff. Just shake it off. I'll definitely send you some healing. If you can just post specifically on your body where the shingles is, if you don't mind. And then when we get off the air today, I'll definitely send you some shingles some healing in that particular area. I feel like it's real specific. So if you could, I'd appreciate that, and I'll send that to you. But hang in there. Things will get better, okay? Gail, she says, good to hear you and Kat today. Well, thank you for showing up. We appreciate having you here. Maya's here. She says, good morning, Peggy. Good morning to you, Maya. Thank you so very much for coming up here today and listening. Renee's here, of course. Good morning, Renee, to you. I appreciate you being here. You come every week, and it is much appreciated. I appreciate the support. And Kathleen put, thank you, or Kat. Thank you so much, Peggy. Lots of love for a beautiful Tuesday. And right back at you, honey. And again, thanks so much for showing up, and good luck with that weather today. The South is getting some weather they're not used to getting. So hang in there. It'll be okay. Okay, Joni Thompson's in the house. She says, hold on. Bear with me 1 second here. Okay. Gail says, hi, I'm making some big life changes at the age of 70 and a little worried. I'll be moving hopefully at the end of February, but not sure. And would love if you can give me some guidance. Yeah, the big life changes. I'm hearing it's about time, and everyone on the other side is very excited about this for you. 70 is just a number, honey. You know, your heart is so big and so full. I mean, it feels so good. Let go of that worry, you know. You're headed in the right direction. The move is one of the best things you've done for yourself in a long time. And I'm hearing that old song, happy days are here again. So go for it. So that's what the best guidance I can give you. They're saying go for it. Know that you're being divinely guided. And I feel like there's a shocker coming up for you. February, March. But it's an unexpected, wonderful surprise. Okay? So it's nothing bad. It feels really, really good for you. Very joy-filled time for you. So you go, girl. I think it's exciting. You got to let me know how that goes and what the big surprise was, because they're not showing me that. It's, again, a surprise for you. So, but know that it's happening, and it feels very, very good for you. Joni Thompson says, hello to you, Peggy and Kat. What a treat. Oh, thank you. I would so appreciate a tune-in from you today, thinking around source of income, though I'm open to anything that would be good to share with me. Thank you. Okay, let's see, Joni. Well, on the income, the source of income, they're saying you already know exactly what you need to be doing, but you've just been kind of dragging your feet, so to speak. But it's going to become a reality, I feel like, by the middle to end of February at the latest. They're saying just accept it. Open your arms and say, I'm open to receive. And then open to receive also the guidance, because they're right there ready to guide you. But your source of income feels great. It feels guaranteed, kind of thing. That's not to say everything's going to be coming up roses all the time, but it's definitely a learning opportunity. But it feels exciting, and it feels good for you. I'm hearing the only thing that's getting in the way of this is you. So get out of your own way. Again, let the universe know that you're open to receive and you're open for the guidance. And then pay attention to the guidance that you're given. You know, we can't pick and choose which things we want to hear. Because if you don't listen the first time, it's guaranteed the universe will get your attention one way or the other. So it's so much easier if you open up to it the first time around. Okay. Eva says, if time permits, can I please get any... I think you meant insights for me having bunion surgery. I'm going for my first consultation with a doctor who has really good reviews and is close to my house. From the other hand, some of my friends keep saying I shouldn't do it and try corrected it through other methods. Well, I mean, you've got to do what you choose is best. So I'm hearing that you'll make your decision after you meet with the doctor. You said you're going for your first consultation. And I think, you know, trust your instinct when you're talking with that doctor. You'll know whether or not to go with him or not, him or her. But it feels like, you know, you won't make up your mind until you go into that consultation. But know that you're being divinely guided. So whatever comes to you, trust it. Okay? So hopefully that helps. Let's see here. Then Tara Elizabeth Holloway says, I'd love a message on changes at my work. I'm settling in now, but since change is coming. Ooh, girl, I felt big changes are coming by March at the latest. It feels like a shift in management or product and or both. But it feels good for you. It feels like it's going to be almost like a bonus. Feels like there's going to be some new learning that you're going to be able to truly utilize, whether you stay with this company or whether you go someplace else. So it feels good for you. The energy around it feels good. And I feel like there's a new person coming into your life as well that's going to help with that, ease whatever the changes and stuff that are that's happening around you. But it feels good for you. So hopefully that will help. Let's see here. And then Quali's here. She says, Tuesday's blessings for Peggy, Serena, baby, and 1-2 family. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you here. We appreciate you showing up all the time. It's really, it really means a lot to us when you show up. Let's see here. Let me refresh it and see if it'll give me, make sure I'm not missing anybody. I don't know why sometimes it lets me write into the comments and sometimes it doesn't at all. So give me a minute here. Let's see here. Okay, we want to go here. Alrighty. I see I got that one. Marine. Give me just a second. I'm scrolling through here to make sure that I didn't miss anybody. Okay. Okay, I think I've got everybody. When Kat and I were talking earlier, I just wanted to share with you as well, because some people get so stuck on the manner of how the information comes through, or not liking the information. And, you know, I've had readers tell me, well, I don't like what you're telling me. And, you know, I don't have a choice on what I'm telling you. I'm giving you the information that is being given to me by your guides or angels. And it's the same with any reader. We don't make stuff up. You know, we're just given the information. You know, you ask a question, you want an answer, and we give you the answer that's coming through for you. It's really funny, as I was growing up, and I would go to somebody else to get a reading, because, you know, to read for yourself most generally doesn't work, because ego gets in the way, right? Because I want to, pardon me, a certain outcome, right? So it really takes a lot of strength to be able to read for yourself and have it be accurate, because you have to get the ego out of the way and you have to just totally tune in. And so I would go to another reader, and I would get irritated because the reader would tell me the information I already knew. But you see, that's the gift of it, is because what they did is they validated what I already knew. So anytime you get a reading from anybody, and you're like, well, dang it, I already knew that. Well, the thing about it is, your guides or angels are saying, well, yeah, we've already told you that, but you weren't paying attention. So this is your validation that what you thought or what you knew, you really did know, because we guided you to that. You see what I'm saying? So instead of getting frustrated with the reader, know that, you know, you're led to a particular reader for a particular time to you, give you the information that maybe you don't want to hear, but that you need to hear. And that's something I tell my readers when they come in person reading, or even like Kat said over the phone, which we do at 1-2, is the fact that you tune into their energy and the information comes through, because each one of us carries our own energy pattern, you know, our own specific energy, just like a fingerprint or a thumbprint. There's nobody else's energy that's exactly like yours. And so when you give your name or whatever and I tune into that energy, that's how it comes through for me. I connect with that energy and with your guides or angels. So I don't rely on the cards, which I used to do. Sometimes I'll use cards just for the heck of it, if it's just to play with, like for myself, I'll do that using cards. Or if a client really says, you know, if I happen to have a deck out and say, hey, I'm playing with my cards today, do you want a card? You know, but I was told specifically for me to, you know, to stay away from the cards, only because at that particular time, I was not trusting what was being given to me. And they wanted me to trust what I already knew, what they had already shared with me. But I needed that card for a security blanket kind of thing, you know. So how to ease myself out of it was I would give a reading, and then I would have the client, you know, draw three cards, and then I would give the reading, and then after the reading was over with, I'd flip over the cards, and the cards validated what I had just told them without looking at the cards. So it's a good way to train yourself off the cards as well. So I really highly encourage you guys to take advantage of Kat's class. I know it's just going to be wonderful. Okay, time's run out. This time has really flown by. So thank you all for being here. As always, take from the show what resonates with you, throw away the rest. Please stay tuned for Everyday Astrology with C.A. Brooks. After C.A. is Empowerment with Kelly Whetstone, the Katie Weaver Show, and then last but not least, the Christina LaFrance Show. So thank you guys all for showing up here and supporting us on 1-2 Radio. And until next Tuesday, sending you all blessings, light, love, and angel hugs. Take care.